curled up against you, my cheek pressed to your chest, feeling the steady rise and fall of your breath beneath me. Your arm is wrapped around my waist, holding me close, your warmth seeping into my skin like it always does, melting away the day's tension. The soft brush of your beard against the top of my head makes me smile, a small comfort in the quiet of the room. And as I lie here, safe in the space we've made for each other, I find myself smiling.
"What's that smile for?"
you ask, and I giggle and press my face into you. I didn't know you'd been watching me. "It's nothing," I say, shaking my head, but you aren't so easily dissuaded.
"Oh no, you're not getting off that easy. I want to know what made you get that look in your eye."
"What look?" I ask, feigning innocence. "Of course I'll tell you, but I'm feeling playful and I want to make you work for it a little." Your hand slides from my lower back up past my shoulder blades, wrapping that large, warm palm you're always so warm around the back of my neck, and you pull slightly, just enough that I have to look up into your eyes. You simply raise an eyebrow at me, and I cave immediately with a giggle. Our lives are full and busy. We don't want to waste time pretending we don't know exactly what the other person wants, what the other person needs. "I was thinking," I say, "about the first time I called you daddy and meant it." I hear your hum, deep and low, a sound that always sends shivers through me. Your hand slides back down to rest on my back, broad and comforting, and you say nothing. Just let me keep talking, because you know that sometimes I need to explain myself, even if it's unnecessary. You never cut me off. You never make me feel like I'm being bothersome or a burden. You just listen. I was nervous to say it, I confess. Not because I didn't want to, but because I was worried what your reaction might be. A half frown forms between your eyebrows, but I keep going. I know that sometimes I would call you that as a joke, just to test the boundary, to see what you did when I'd say it without intention. But that didn't last very long, because the more I didn't say it, the more it was all I could think about. You hum then in agreement.
"Do you remember what I said to you in response?"
I look up at you and nod. The day, that moment, forever burned into my mind. You told me to say it again, and your voice was so low and quiet, so calm and steady. Everything I'd been feeling, the apprehension, the fear that you might laugh at me or pull away in disgust, it all faded, and so I said it again.
"Yes, you did."
Your hand has begun to rub slow, wide circles along my back. It felt right though, didn't it? Even now, after all this time, I still need the reassurance.
"Yeah," you murmur, "it felt right."
I hum, amused. Was that because you were already inside me when I said it? You let out a laugh, full and loud, and it jostles me closer into you. I slide my thigh over yours.
"I mean, that definitely felt right too."
But then your face draws more serious and you catch my eyes with yours intentionally.
"I hadn't known just how much I wanted to hear you say it until you did."
I push up onto one elbow and lean forward, pressing my mouth to yours. Then I'm glad I was brave that day. Your response is to deepen our kiss, your tongue in my mouth as your hands grab my hips and lift me onto your lap. I can't help but groan as I feel the thick, warm length of your cock already pressing against me, your hand around the base of it as you tease me, rubbing the head along my cunt, wetting the tip.
"Does talking about that day get you all wet?" sweet girl. I grind my hips, my cunt now sliding slick and easily over the length of your shaft. Among other things, I say. Just enough of a tilt and flick of my hips to catch your cock right where I want it. And then I'm sinking down onto you. And every time it's like I forgot how good it's going to feel. How full I feel with you buried deep inside me. My hands resting on your broad shoulders, using your perfectly hairy chest as leverage to lever myself up and down. To ride you. To bounce my cunt on a cock that's perfectly made for me. I love watching your face. The scowl as I'm drawing out the pace until your fingers are grabbing my hips so tightly I swear there'll be bruises tomorrow. I hope there will be. You know how much I love the bruises. The evidence of your hands on my body. You growl and then suddenly I'm on my back and your cock is buried in my cunt as you start fucking me hard and fast, pounding me into this mattress. I squeal in delight. I love it when you do this, when you take control, when you know exactly what I need to get there. Please, I beg, my breath desperate gasps as we fuck. Please what? Please, Daddy. That's my good fucking girl. You know what Daddy wants to hear, don't you? I think I'm nodding. I'm so close to coming already that it doesn't surprise me when your hand grips my face and jerks my head to look in your direction. Tell Daddy what you want. Use your words, sweet girl. I want to hear you beg for it. And so I do. I beg for you to keep fucking my desperate, needy cunt. I beg you to take me as hard and as fast as you can. I beg for you to make me come. Please let me come. Not to stop until you've come inside me. Is that what you want, sweet girl? You want Daddy to fill you up? Yes, Daddy, please. Please, I want to be so full of your cum. I want you to... A pause. My chest heaving, but the words stick in my throat. New words, words I haven't said to you before. Be brave, my sweet girl. You say, your own resolve beginning to fail. Ask me for it. Because of course you know what I want. I want you to breed me. I want you to breed me so hard. Fill me up so deep. Yeah, you're my beautiful, breedable little slut, aren't you?
Yes, Daddy, please.
You want Daddy to breed you until you can't take any more, until that slutty little cunt is so full it starts to drip out of you before I'm even finished with you.
I'm an incoherent mess of babbling now, and the way you've been rubbing my clit while fucking me finally pushes me over the top, and I start to come. But you don't stop. If anything, it spurs you on and your thrusts get harder, less rhythmic as you push my legs up, fucking me so hard I have to brace myself against the headboard with my hands. And then you keep your promise, coming with a sharp groan, pumping your hips against me as you fill me. A hard, violent kiss against my mouth as you press yourself against me that softens as your rhythm slows and you drop your forehead down against mine. Thank you, Daddy. My voice is barely a whisper, lips brushing against yours as I speak.
Always, my sweet girl.